truth as it's understood in this world and as it's given to those who understand it to whatever extent they do in its purest sense from ascending into the descending life. It is a very gentle thing. It never, ever pushes. It always invites. But the nature of the truth that invites the individual into the world and consciousness from which it has come, which is the kingdom of heaven, belongs to a certain order of forces that in one world, at one level, are very attractive, meaning attracting, and in another world, very repelling. And it all depends upon one's relationship to those forces that determines what happens to them in this world and in the next. One of the ways in which these divine forces and the entities that they employ to express their wish, one of the ways that works is by allowing a person to see where it is that they have consented to hurt themselves. In one respect, those same forces actually create conditions at all levels of consciousness that produce over and over again certain kinds of events that, taken as an attraction to an ascending life, reveal to the person the nature that they are living from, and in the revelation of that nature, by the very fact the individual is made conscious of it, he or she can begin to realize, this is not who I want to be. This is not what I want with my life. I have wound up again in a tar pit. I have wound up again in a fight. I've wound up again in fear. I've wound up again being someone I don't like. Now, that moment that seems to be reached through a circuitous route may take a day, may take 20 years. Sits in the center of the human being. The moment that you don't want most of all, awaits you. Make no mistake. But it awaits you as a force that attracts you or that drags you down. This is the meaning of, the esoteric meaning of a labyrinth and the minotaur that sits at the center of it. The half-man, half-beast that awaits the unwary wanderer through the labyrinth is that part of you that presently pushes you through life the way it does, and what you always meet when, in your unwariness and in your willingness to be pulled further and further along, you find yourself suddenly in the grips of a beast. How many of you have found yourself in the grips of a beast? Now the beauty of the divine maker of the labyrinth, including the divine center of it, is that it is all inside of you. You are intended to be a Perseus. You are intended to be a Hercules. You are intended to be an individual who, because you're tired of fighting with the beast, you're tired of knowing that you're going to meet the beast and you live in fear of it, and you're tired of trying to collect weapons to overcome the beast that you know waits inside of you. And by weapons, I don't mean swords and bombs. I'm talking about appearance and cultivated images. What a weary mess that is, carrying all that, carrying all that crud with you through life, knowing the only reason you do it is because you know you're going to have a fight, and you don't want it, you want to win it. And you can't win the fight with yourself. That's the best news in the world. Only God, only the divine, only this impeccable, incorruptible consciousness that gives you the way into and then out of the labyrinth, that allows you, if you will, in a manner of speaking, to slay the Minotaur. Like St. George, to put your foot on the neck of the dragon, not to have the dragon consume you and then spit you out so you get to fight it again. Point being, the labyrinth is inside of you. And everything that you learn about yourself is one step nearer, and it sounds like a contradiction, to the center and out of the labyrinth at the same time. Because the very center of the labyrinth is the way out. Full understanding of oneself. There is nothing more exciting, there is nothing more noble, there is nothing more true, there is nothing more good, there is nothing more uplifting than an individual who begins to realize that he or she has been given right within themselves everything they need to see their way into and through. But the point of this short talk is that just as that labyrinth can be deciphered, you can see every nuance. Here's an example of a nuance, and see how it fits. Whatever you dwell on, you grow into. Period. Whatever you dwell on, you grow into. No exception whatsoever. Now, you dwell on what you dwell on, that's for you to know. But the more you dwell on it, the more that labyrinth grows in you. Now, the reason the labyrinth grows in you is because it is produced by a desire in you to escape yourself through something. In this instance, through a person, a position, a power, an ambition, whatever it may be. So when you dwell on that, it really feels like it's substantiating you, when what it's really doing is deepening the labyrinth, building the beast that you will meet inevitably. Nothing I say is to be believed. Your experience is the direct verification of everything I say. You run into a moment that you hate or fear or worry about, you know you're being swallowed up by something, and instead of recognizing in that moment, okay, look, I can see pretty clearly right now, I got here because I've been dwelling on what I've been dwelling on. And I thought that was the most important thing in the world. And suddenly, what do I see? Oh, my God, the thing is 5,000 feet tall. I don't know what to do. Yeah, you do. And you will go through it and through it and through it. Only listen to me, because it's a form of a warning and also an encouragement. Every time you refuse the lesson, you add another cubic mile to the complexity of the labyrinth. Now, the good news is at some point, when you finally can't stand through the labyrinth, fight, through the labyrinth, fight, through the labyrinth, fight. When you finally can't stand that anymore, you will begin to want to understand yourself more than you will want the world to love you. You will begin to want self-knowledge more than you want family and friends to think that you're unique and special. And at that point, your life starts to become your own. And when your life becomes your own, you get the light that belongs to only you to see your way through, into, and out of that labyrinth called your present nature.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.